Hi, this is Yitz Novak, and we're studying Masechta Bava Basra. We're in the sixth parak, in the first Mishnah. In this parak, this chapter continues what we started discussing in the middle of the last parak, Mishnah Vav, the sixth Mishnah, the fifth parak, laws governing purchase, when we don't have exact definitions of size or quantity. Mishnah, Mocher Peros Lachavero. If one sells produce to somebody else and produce does not sprout, even if these are flax seeds, the sower is not chayv for the lack of growth. He doesn't have to refund the money because he can claim simply that they were sold to be eaten, not to be planted. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Zer Oni Gina, She'ino Ne'achalim, Chayiv Ba'achar Yusan. However, these garden seeds, which do not get eaten, that he'd be chayiv for. He'd be responsible for seeds that don't get eaten, because the reason why he can't say that he knew that things would be sold for eating and not planting, because these don't get eaten. Therefore, he has to say he knew it was for planting, and if they're not fit for anything else, and since they weren't able to be planted, and they weren't able to grow, that's when he is obligated to repay. Mishnah Beis. Hamocher peros lechavero. If one sells peros, fruit, produce, to another person, raising the kabbalah of rova tinofes lisa. He accepts upon himself a quarter kav for each sa, refuse for each sa, meaning that the buyer has to accept as part of the purchase up to a quarter kav, and a kav again is 1/6 of a sa, so it's 1/24 of a sa, is going to be refuse. So when a seller is selling a big bag, 1/24 of a sa per 1/24 of the item is going to be refuse, and that's still considered part of a sale. So about 4% can be refuse. And the reason why is that this proportion is usually found in a bushel of grain. If more than this is the case, or then this ratio is refuse, then the seller has to sift through the grain and provide the appropriate ratios of pure grain. To Enim, however, with figs, Mikawa love Eser Mitula Oslamea, can have 10 wormy ones out of every 100, so 10% can be bad. Martev Shoyayin, a seller of wine, Mikabal Lav Eser Kosisos Lamea, 10 souring ones per every 100. Containers, that is. Kankanam B'Sharon, jars in the Sharon. Sharon was part of Eretz Yisrael between Haifa and Yaffa, and the reason why we say Sharon is because there was no set custom. And in that case, Makala Love, Eser, Pitasio, Slamia. 10 inferior ones for every 100